6 in the morning, and it is the 1st of June, and I'm about to take my dog down onto the street, and I figured I'd let you hear the sounds of the city, because I'll tell you what, for those of you guys are, what the hell, it's pretty boring, especially those of you who live here, you can just skip this now, because it probably will be, but I forget how formidable this city is, and it makes Sacramento feel like a wide place on the road in some places. So I'm going to make sure I have my keys. I'm walking down to, for those of you who are familiar, down to 1st and Marquette. Don't hit that with your tail, please. And I'll probably run out of time, but I'm just curious. I'm going to drop my Wi-Fi network as I get away from it. So I'm wondering what will happen here. Outside. Oh my God, it's cold out here. Probably should have grabbed some real shoes because it's about 50 degrees. Come on. Let's go get the elevator. Yeah. So, it's really, really, you can tell you're right in the heart of the city. Nope. There we go. Good girl. And I think we're going to have an elevator pretty quick. Maybe. The bus stop's probably going to be full of people. But here we go, inside. Of course, it has to be the end one. Left. That's a girl. Come here. So anyway, this building is really, it's neat. There's pretty good security through here. So this elevator's creepy. Let's see if it does it again. I'm thinking, oh my God. Cable's gonna break or something. I hate this one. Whenever this one comes, I think, oh shit. So here we are now on level A. Outside. That's a girl. Come on. That's a girl. And there's a ton of left. Good job. A lot of construction. You wanna go out the side? Okay, I'll let you, but I think there were, oh God, it's cold. Shit. Good girl. Left. I got a ton of construction down here. I went walking yesterday, and oh my God. Now you're here. In front of me is Marquette. Usually a very scenic avenue to stroll down after rush hour. Good girl. And forward. Oh my God, it's cold. Halt, wait. I'm gonna open the gate with my, if I can find it. Stupid me. Come on, that's a girl. All these gates have like RFID, not RFID, what do you call that? Left. Oh God, I had my sleeves rolled up. I gotta pull them down. That's cold. So, yep, and there's a bus right here on 1st Avenue in front of me. And then, of course, now that there's birdies out here. Look at the birdies. Left. Hey, thank you. Good girl. No bus. No, I don't want the bus. No bus. Oh, front stairs. Good girl. There's birdies. I never see birdies out here. So we're going to go back here through these rocks, through the bushes. And I hope the drunks haven't moved my trash can. There's a great trash can by the bus stop. But sometimes the drunks send it down the street. And it's no fun. And I have to find a place to get rid of my special delivery packages from my German Shepherd. Good girl. She drank a bunch of water last night, so I figured she had to dash out here. And I can't see. Okay, 4 minutes. We're still good. Let me see if we can get. Listen to all the birdies. If I'd known that, I would have brought the stereo mics down. Come on, get busy. She just loves to stare at all the people. Get busy. And I'm sure they wonder, what the hell is that person doing over there with that dog? Get busy. Like, you guys have better things to listen to, right? This is just a beautiful city. It gets so cold here in the winter that I just can't. But it's so much fun for me to come here because I didn't grow up in the city proper. I grew up in the suburbs, so when I come to stay, it's always fun to be right in the heart of downtown. I like it. Would you hurry up? Come on. Aren't you hungry? Hurry up. Here comes another bus. You never have to wait more than about 3 minutes for a bus here, which I think is awesome. But anyway, Mom had her surgery yesterday. That's the reason I was recording. Would you hurry up? And she came out of it really well. They had her up and walking. She had a prosthetic, her whole knee replaced. And they had her up and walking on it before she was even, I mean, she was still stoned from the happy juice, good girl, that they were giving her during surgery. And they had her up and walking. They said by Sunday she should be able to go home without using her walker. Which astounds me when you have a whole prosthetic joint replaced like that. And she's in the neatest hospital. They've got her in a facility that is just like it's like a hotel almost. It's so quaint and it's nice in there. There's a big spiral staircase up from the lobby, and there's always there's a grand piano, so there's always somebody playing down there. And come on. And she's she really likes it. Here comes another bus. There's like 8 buses that go right in front of the building, so you can get just about anywhere. And I'm gonna head over this morning, maybe try to get a little recording of her. She was really, I talked to her again yesterday, last evening, and she was still kind of, she still had some happy juice from the recovery. But she chose to stay awake for the majority of her surgery, which I thought was just insane. They gave her a local anesthetic, and so they, don't mind me, they were able to let her, you know, she was out pretty groggy, but they had her, they didn't put her all the way under, and they say it's safer to do it that way. Of course, my mom's 74, I think I misspoke yesterday and called her 75, but she's 74. So, you know, they don't want to put her under unless they absolutely have to. And they say you wake up better and you recover better. So it seems like they were absolutely right on that score. What a success that was. She had back surgery, and that wasn't nearly, come on, as successful. All right. Drunks, did you steal my trash can? Shit. Tree, thank you. Good girl. Come on. Let's go this way. Inside. Right there. Stairs up. That's a girl. Forward. So, let's see if I even have any time left. Oh, are we going to make it in 10 minutes? Under 10 minutes? That would be so cool, wouldn't it? I'm sure people, what is that lady doing? Talking to herself. So here we go. We're going in the back way. Actually, the front way, but we went off the side. I wonder if we can make it up in 10 minutes. Come on, let's go. Let's go quick. Good girl. Are you hungry? Happy dog. Oh, she's pulling like a bastard now. She wants to eat. One more. There we go. Oh, this one's heavy. There we go. Good girl. And one more. Right. No, I don't. Listen. There you go. She goes back to the door. We went out. No, speak English. Right. Good girl. Hey. Come on, step up. Hurry up, elevator. Oh, this is the longest part. Come on, inside. That's a girl. That is the longest part. And I think we're gonna make it. This is really boring or what? I don't know what it'll do with my location. I'll be curious if it tags me on First or Marquette or what. Uh-oh, I'm gonna run out of time right now. Night right now. Ah, I almost made it. How boring. This is a boring boo. You can sleep through this one. Or maybe you already did. And here we are. And just about. Quick, we made it. Oh, She's running down. And we made it.